With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's decision day for some voters. Early in-person voting for president starts today in several states, Virginia, Minnesota, and South Dakota.
Both major presidential candidates made appearances Thursday looking to fire up core supporters. Former President Donald Trump spoke in Washington to Jewish donors at an event on fighting anti-Semitism in America.
This ugly tide of anti-Semitic pro-Hamas bigotry and hate will be turned back and crushed.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris talked with Oprah Winfrey in a star-studded live stream from suburban Detroit. Winfrey asked about the transition from Biden running mate to Democratic nominee.
We each have those moments in our lives where it's time to step up.
Harris referenced owning a handgun as she spoke about her efforts to pass a new ban on assault-style weapons. Jennifer King, Washington.
Some 140 Hezbollah rockets have targeted northern Israel. Israel's military says the rockets were fired in several waves. The terror group says it's retaliation for recent Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon. Also at SRNNews.com, they had spent a dozen long hours battling a massive Southern California wildfire, only to wind up being seriously injured in a highway crash on their way back to home base.
One of our hand crews, Crew 1, the Santiago crew, was finishing up their 12-hour shift on the airport fire. They were involved in a solo vehicle rollover accident. We had 8 OCFA hand crew members injured.
From KABC-TV, Orange County Fire Chief Ryan Fennessy, the fire truck swerved to avoid a ladder that was in the road. Hitting a guardrail, the vehicle flipped. One of the injured firefighters medevac to the hospital. The others were taken by ambulance. Following yesterday's Fed-inspired rally, could be some profit-taking today on Wall Street, with stock futures modestly lower. This is SRN News. A warning from a Catholic priest.
Calvin Robinson used to lead a parish in his native England, but he recently moved to the U.S. and brings a dire admonition for this country. Pastor Robinson tells the Christian Post, quote, "Please don't do what we did. Don't just sit back and let the liberals deteriorate the rest of everything that you know and love." He says faith has collapsed in the United Kingdom and now society itself is collapsing. Less than half the population calls itself Christian and nearly 40% have no faith at all in the U.K. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on a church. Authorities say a man used construction equipment to damage a sculpture that has stood for 25 years outside of St. Louis's Cathedral Basilica. It wasn't immediately clear whether that sculpture can be saved. Police have arrested a 35-year-old suspect, whom they say also fired a gunshot into an unoccupied car. The Angel of Harmony, which stood 14 feet tall, depicted an angel protecting 3 youngsters of various races. This is SRN News. He really is a baseball phenom. Shohei Ohtani, the first big league player to top 50 homers and 50 steals in a season. The modest pro athlete says he's surprised as anyone.
The Los Angeles Dodgers clinched a postseason berth Thursday with a 20-4 rout of the Miami Marlins. This coming on the same night that star slugger Shohei Ohtani homered 3 times and stole 2 bases to become the first player in Major League history with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a season. He finished 6-for-6 with 10 RBIs, 51 stolen bases, and 51 home runs. Ohtani said he was glad he performed well. To be honest, he says, I'm the one probably most surprised. I have no idea where this came from. Ohtani doubled to lead off the game and then swiped third to get 50 steals. He stole his 51st base in the second inning. I'm Jennifer King.
And again on Wall Street, the NASDAQ futures down 26 points. SRNNews.com.